This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Kelly Anissa. The National Archives Day is coming up this month, and how many of us have actually been to the National Archives? This is a space that holds our history in pictures, and so on today's show, I revisit how much do we actually know about this place. Shaidin bin Shafi'i, the Deputy Director General of the National Archives of Malaysia, joins me on the show today to tell us more. Welcome to the show, Shaidin.
Okay, thank you.
How long have you been with the National Archives?
Yeah, I've been with National Archives since 1985, and this year is my 33rd year with National Archives.
Wow, 33 years, that's a long time. So, you know, give us a little bit of a background or history on the National Archives. You know, when was it founded?
The National Archives of Malaysia was founded in 1957. About 3 months after Malaysia independent, but the name at that time was Public Record Office, and headed by Keeper of Public Records Tuan Haji Mubin Shepherd. He is our first director. Then we changed the name to National Archive of Federation of Malaya after the promotion of Malaya. Then the current name is. Was changed in 1963, become the National Archive of Malaysia.
I see. And what was the purpose of setting up the National Archives?
Yeah. After independence, the government find out that most of our record was destroyed and kept dispersed somewhere, everywhere throughout the country. So the government decided to form the Public Record Office so that this office can collect and preserve the government records at that time.
And, you know, what kind of materials can, you know, individuals find at the archives? You know, is it just strictly pictures or are there videos?
No. We have a various of records. And the terms record is covered almost everything, all documented information, regardless of its characteristic, media, physical form, or the manner it is recorded or stored. It includes papers, files, documents, registers, maps, plans, drawings, microfilm, cinematograph film, and drawings, sound recording. What you call AV record nowadays, and also the electronic records or digital records. This all is we have in the National Archives of Malaysia.
And newspapers as well.
Yes. Newspapers and publication as well.
And what would you say are some of the biggest misconceptions about the that place, you know, when it comes to the National Archives? Because I think when some people think of it, they just think of a library.
Yes, right. When I first joined in National Archive in 1985, when the taxi driver asked me where you are working, when I answered that I'm working in National Archive, they said, "Is it Arcade Mara?" I mean, the shopping complex, the Arcade Mara at Jalan Tunku Abdul Rahman there, at Jalan Masjid India. But as time goes by, I think most of the people know about archive. Then today in history, the hari ini dalam sejarah that occurs on national radio and TV made people know about National Archives of Malaysia. But very lucky nowadays we don't have. We still have the today in history, the hari ini dalam sejarah, but it's not aired on the prime time. So most people just ask me. You don't have the today in history nowadays, but we still I answer that we still have the today in history, but it's not aired on the prime time.
Do you think the National Archives is easily accessible to the public? Because, I mean, again, when I was a student, I remember researching for materials, and it wasn't always easy to come across some of them. Has that system improved? Has it been refined since? I mean, that was, I think, about 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Mm. Also, nowadays we have another system, the online finding aids. You can work at the home.
from, oh, I see.
Excel from home, book the record that you want to view, then you come over to archive, the record is ready for you on the table.
And what do you think can be improved when it comes to accessibility?
Nowadays, the accessibility is only pertaining to the record that have been digitized. We have about almost 5,000 of digital record nowadays, but a lot still in the process of digitization.
Mm.
Yeah, those that are not digitized, you have to search within the another system that is Compass system.
And how long will that digitization process take?
Quite a long time, because it's about archival digitization, not a common digitization. It takes several, maybe a couple of years to finish our hoarding.
And do you think our archives are equipped with full and complete materials? Because I was reading online and I've noticed that certain materials that, you know, we are trying to look for don't always show up. This was a few years ago. So just looking back at it and talking about it today, do you think that we have a complete collection of historical documents? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, are there some that are missing?
I admit that we have some gaps in our collection, especially during the Japanese time. They don't keep most of the record. Most of them were destroyed or taken back during the Portuguese and Dutch period.
Mm.
And then that's why we do a few exercise. We send our archivists to the various archives overseas, let's say the Australian archive, the India archive, the UK archive, and US archive, and then to locate our Malaysian records overseas. And we do buy some of them.
I see.
The copies, the digital copies of the records.
So why are they available there but not to us?
Some are created during their period. The Portuguese period, the Dutch period, the British period. After we gain our independence, the British bring back the record to their country.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is the National Archives Day about?
We do celebrate National Archives Day, but actually we are a member of an International Council on Archives, and they fight for the International Archives Day. And at last, the ICA managed to get 9 June every year as International Archives Day.
Mm.
So there's most of the archives in the world celebrated on 9 June every year, the International Archive Day. But in Malaysia, because this year the 9 June is fall during the Hari Raya.
I see. So only this year it's been moved.
So we shift to 18th of June to celebrate the National Archive Day, International Archive Day.
Okay, 18th of June.
Yeah.
Okay.
18th of June.
So what is the purpose of this day? You know, why is it important?
The main purpose is to raise awareness among the public on the importance of record and archives in order to make them understand that records and archives provide the foundation for their rights and identity. Yeah. Mm. And then the second one is to raise the public, private and public sector awareness of the necessity of preserving archives for the long term and of providing access to them. Also, we want to bring the attention of the larger public, the unique and extraordinary and rare document preserved in our National Archive. So, we invited the public to come over to National Archive during the International Archive Day on the 18th June. So that they can see what we have in and keep in the National Archives of Malaysia.
So just to be specific, you know, how will the National Archives be celebrating this occasion this year?
On the 18th of June, we'll do the opening ceremony by YB Yang Berhormat Dato' Muhammadin Gatapi will officiate the ceremony. And then we have a historical narration forum. We have a promotion of archive material. And then we have workshop on preservation of photographic material. We also do the screening of historical film, yeah, the Ramli film and so on.
I see.
And then you have also open day, and we do the guided tour for the visitors.
Mm. So how long, is this event supposed to take place with like the screening?
It's a two-day event.
And so during this event, I know that, you know, some materials donated by the late Peter Frank Moss will be on display. You know, these are materials that the National Archives had successfully compiled that was donated by him before he passed away.
Yeah.
So who was Peter? You know, let's start with that. Who was he? Tell me more about him.
Yeah, one of the archival material that will be promoted during the National Archive Day is the private papers of Peter Moss. Yeah? Peter Moss is a journalist who is a Malay male, born in Allahabad, India, because his father is a British army there. And then in 1957, prior to our independence, he came over to Malaya at that time, and then working with the Malay male until he was for almost 8 years with the Malay male before he moved to Hong Kong and Manila when he passed away in Manila this year, early this year.
And, you know, what kind of materials did he donate? You know, why were those materials in particular significant?
His collection consists of newspaper clippings, books that written by him, the photo album. We have 3 photo albums in his collection. Most of them are photographs in 3 or 4 albums.
Mm. And what are these photographs of?
I think that he has a special project with the British government that, during the emergency. So he's covered all the activities during his visit the army, the 1st Battalion Army, and also his visit to the Singora and Pangkor Island. So another album. And then in another album is most of the photographs taken during his visit to Langkawi and a few places in Malaya, Tanah Melayu.
I see. And so this will, you know, this will be under the private archive section.
Private archive section, yes.
Yeah, so what makes that section so significant to his donation? Is it only for private viewing or?
Yeah. In our holding, comprised of 2 biggest collection, one from the government sector and another one is from the private. So this private archive section is only acquired the record from publics, public and individuals.
Mm. So who is this event directed to mainly?
It's actually open to, we have sent the invitation, to the government agencies, university students, and potential donors, and historian, and etc.
So,
but you focus on the potential donors, so that when they come, they see our collection, our private collection, so they will open their heart to give their record to the National Archive of Malaysia for safekeeping.
I see. So this event is open, as you said, to the public.
We have guided tour for them.
What will they have? Do they have to register somewhere? What do they have to do about it?
It is published in our website.
Okay, and that is?
archive.gov.my.
archive.gov.my. And is there a fee they have to pay
for
this?
No, everything is free.
Ah, I see. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining me on the show today. I've been speaking to Shaidin bin Shafi'i. He is the Deputy Director General of the National Archives of Malaysia. And we were talking about the upcoming National Archives Day. If you've missed any part of this interview or any Live and Learn segment, you can download the podcast on the BFM app, available on Google Play, the App Store, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.